Welcome to the Hot Girl Hotline. I'm your host, Madison. On how to handle being intimidated by his success, overcoming feelings of intimidation when dating a man with immense success and power. Focus on connection, not status. Shift the conversation away from status or money topics to topics that create a deeper emotional connection. Ask questions that show genuine curiosity about himself as a person, not just his achievements. So when I'm out with a guy, I don't like ask them, what do they do? How's work? I'll usually focus on all topics besides work. So focus on like his hobbies, like what does he do for fun? Not his big accomplishments. That should not be the main topic that you guys are talking about. So in the beginning of talking to a guy, instead of, so what do you do for work? So how do you spend your free time? That's a way better conversation. And then the things that he does for work will come out naturally if and when he wants. And same for you. Like, I personally think it's really rude when the first question someone asks is, so what do you do for work? Like, what do I do? If usually if someone says, asks, what do I do? Then I'll give them the things that I do for fun, like for a passion. I don't want to go straight into business. It's like a sizing up thing. It's like either showing off or sizing up someone. I just don't think it's appropriate. There's way more interesting things to talk about than what someone's doing for work. Talk about what he's working on personally or some funny stories or something like that. But he's used to everyone asking always about his big accomplishments and his big achievements. So do something different. It's more fun for him and it's more fun for yourself. The first thing I want to say about this is he is with you for a reason. So remember that. If you got him, you can get someone else like him. It's not a fluke. Rise to the occasion. Don't waste your energy on insecurities. Reframe the way you view high-profile men as regular people with complex lives, pressures, and insecurities. Becoming ultra-successful usually stems from some intense dissatisfaction with the status quo. It can come from some intense insecurities, scarcities, and a high sex drive. That's right, you heard it. Most presidents, CEOs, big business people, they have a high sex drive. That's what drives them. They drive for power, for success, for independence, for freedom, for getting what you want. Don't put them on a pedestal. They're just like you. They're just like everyone else. Don't let them get away with a lot more than you would let someone else get away with. Don't tolerate disrespect from them just because of their success. Think Harvey Weinstein. Think Puff Daddy. So don't be impressed by what people have. Be impressed by what they give you. You could be dating a billionaire that's cheap, stingy, and doesn't do anything for you, and you're putting him up on this pedestal while there's this guy that could make like $500,000 a year that's going to be much more generous than the billionaire. So don't be impressed by what people have. Be impressed by what they give you. Show appreciation, smile, say thank you. Learn from him. If he has gathered immense success and power, this is someone you want to learn from. Being in a relationship, you guys exchange energy. So when you're being with this man, being physical with this man, spending time in his presence, you can yourself become more powerful and more successful by absorbing what he's doing to become this way. Learn from his business, learn from his wins, his failures, his past relationships, his current relationships, his current partners, and his past partners. If he has an ex, the ex is probably a pretty cool person if she's with this immensely successful, powerful man. Learn from her. Learn from her wins and her failures. Learn from where she succeeded and where she fell short. Take this as an opportunity to work on yourself. Get a therapist, read books, take some classes, some online courses, go to your local college and take some classes. Any beauty treatments, take care of your skin, get certifications like a yoga certification, Pilates certification, nutrition. Take some tennis lessons, some golf lessons, yoga lessons, dance lessons. Maybe you've been wanting to get into ballet or some expensive sport like paddle or pickleball. Get into it now and have him pay for it. Invest in yourself. So what are your interests? It doesn't matter what they are. It doesn't matter if you're a ballerina, into theater, into art, beauty, health, wellness. It really doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, and become the best at it, the best that you personally can. It's really attractive when someone is good at something. It really doesn't matter what they're good at. But take, for instance, for yourself, if some guy is really good at playing the guitar or a musical instrument. Like, that's hot. If some guy is really good at sports, that's hot. That's why you want to be like, oh, I was dating this pro athlete, this professional musician. Same goes for you. If the guy is like, oh, I'm dating this girl, she's a really great artist, or I'm dating this girl and she's like an advanced ballerina, or the girl I'm dating is great at tennis, this is really attractive for him. So whatever you're good at, do more of that. Take more lessons to become good at what you're not good at. Having goals will increase your confidence. Having something that you're improving at, it increases your confidence, it increases your drive, and it just makes you more interesting of a person. You don't want to have enough free time to be sitting around dwelling in all your problems, your made-up problems. You don't want to have that kind of free time. So if you do, find some hobbies, find some courses, find some way that you can better yourself. He's probably out meeting cool men, meeting cool women. So if he comes home to you and you've just been moping at home all day today, complaining, his mind is gonna wander to that like interesting barista that he met today that is taking up knitting and is passionate about making matchas. Like, it really doesn't matter. But if you're just sitting at home watching Real Housewives in your pajamas all day, like, the other outside people are going to look a lot more interesting. You don't want that. Have fun with it, girl. With massive success usually comes massive stress. So your role here is to be the beacon of light. Just enjoy that. You get to be the light of someone's day. You get to be what they look forward to coming home. You get to be the person they're excited to see. Embrace that. Like, play it up. Wear some cute, sexy outfits. Take care of yourself. Have it be a little fantasy for yourself and for him. Talk to other people. Talk to people of all walks of life. Be friendly with the lady at the grocery store. Talk to people in your yoga class. Don't get all wrapped up in, oh, this guy's better than everyone else. I only have to pay attention to this guy. Because the more you work on your social skills, your communication skills, you'll take that interaction with the random lady in the parking lot and bring it into your social skills with this new powerful man or other powerful people. Like, the guys that are only nice to the hot girls and then they ignore like the girls that they don't find attractive, those are the sleazy kind of guys that we catch a weird vibe from. But the guy that's like just as nice to the old lady and old man as he is to the hot girl, that guy's charismatic, that guy's charming. We want to be like that guy. When dating a high status individual, your sense of self-value and self-worth are very important. Know for sure, deep in your heart, that you are a catch. Know you're a good person that takes care of yourself, takes care of others. You have pure intentions. You leave people better than how you found them. Whoever gets to be your partner is fortunate to have you in their life. Have a deep sense of knowing of this. You absorb the energy of your partner and you become more like that energy. So just like you absorb the energy of this highly successful person, he absorbs your energy. So maybe you're lighthearted, free-spirited, creative. So he's absorbing this energy too. So when he's with you, he'll get a burst of these feelings that you naturally carry, and you'll get a burst of his traits that he naturally carries. Carry some energy that this high-profile man enjoys absorbing. Maybe he doesn't get this type of energy all the time. Maybe you're more of like a free-spirited hippie and he's like a CEO. He needs some of that energy and you need some of that energy. He needs some butterfly energy, you need some grounding energy. So exchange it and have fun with it. Turn jealousy into inspiration. If you haven't been in these circles before, take this as an opportunity to level up. You belong there just as much as anyone else. You're invited in the same room. Take up space. Befriend cool girls, women that are older, younger, your same age, have similar interests, or a diverse set of interests. Sometimes these relationships can outlast the man and lead you to other connections. Maybe his ex was some model that did Pilates 5 days a week, and you're like, oh my God, like I'm not really there yet. So take some of that inspiration and you start signing up for Pilates. You find the workout that works best for you. Don't be jealous, get inspired. Stay grounded while elevating. Attached to nothing, connected to everything. A grounded sense of realness can be very refreshing to an immensely successful individual. More than a commodity that can be bought. Look the part. Dress for the occasion, get sexy for him, and look hot and cool when you're out with him. To channel Cleopatra energy. Cleopatra would change her wardrobe, her makeup. She would always have beautiful scents around her. Research Cleopatra and channel some of that energy. I want you to wear different outfits for different occasions. Change your hairstyle. Change your makeup a little bit different. The Kardashians are also great with this. You'll see them with different hair, different clothes, different style, makeup, and that makes them endlessly interesting, especially for their partner that sees them daily. Cleopatra energy. How you dress communicates to others, to yourself, to your partner. Feel put together and powerful. You are that girl. Don't be fake masculine, big dick competition with your guy. Be yourself. If you blush or you're impressed, it's okay. They like that. Just go with it. You don't need to like act like you're better than them or you're doing all of this big stuff too. It doesn't matter. Just be yourself. They already know what level you're at. It's okay. We can all grow. We can all go down. Don't be in competition with him. Be in collaboration. Be in collaboration with him. Work on yourself. Work on bringing yourself up instead of trying to bring other people down. You're in competition with only yourself here. It's important to go into all relationships with good intentions, but specifically, we want to think about that when entering relationships with high status individuals. If you're seeking to scam rich men, it's just not an attractive energy. It's not going to get you as far as going with someone that you enjoy their company. It's just not an attractive energy to exude. You don't want that kind of reputation, you don't want that kind of look, and you don't want to waste your energy on that kind of low frequency type of thing. You're a great girl, you're a great catch, you work on yourself, you're good to other people. You will find the partner that you need to find. You're not out here to go scamming people. You aren't out here to get scammed by others. Take care of yourself, take care of your relationships, and thrive.